Hi, it's Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com, weighing in on CDC's proposed quarantine rules. Excellent show, Loam, by the way. I want to weigh in because as I think about all this and as I listen to all this and I watch what's going on in the world, there was a case reported today on AboveTopSecret.com of an infectious person with the H5N1 who basically walked out of the hospital from a quarantine and nobody knows where he is. Human-to-human transmission still being debated as to whether or not it's occurred, I think. I'm not convinced it hasn't. I just don't know if it's being reported. It's been reported here. Not confirmed, though. And there's a difference between reported and confirmed. But what concerns me is, what are the options? If we actually are faced with a pandemic, what are the options? I can't imagine all of you don't have to deal with my pet peeve at work, which is, if you're sick, stay home. People don't. They jeopardize everyone else in the office or the facility. Meaning, one person is sick with something contagious, you could stay home, or you could go to work and risk having half a dozen people down the next week. That doesn't work for me. I really don't trust my fellow, even co-workers, let alone strangers, to have enough sense to be faced with infection during a pandemic and not jeopardize other people. So what do you do? I know there's countless pitfalls in what's being proposed. And some really frightening scenarios of what may go on under proposed quarantine. But what are the alternatives? How do you stop the spread of the pandemic if in fact it occurs? I live in Florida. I thought coming down here, okay, you know, the flu hits in the winter, the colds, the pneumonia, that all runs around in the winter. I'm moving to Florida. I'm not going to have to deal with that every year. Well, it's worse because that's the time of year, excuse me, that everyone comes to Florida for vacation. And if they've made their plans and booked their flights, they aren't staying home, sick or not. They paid for it. They're coming. And I think it adds a lot to the spreading of viruses and flus and whatnot that people don't have enough common sense to stay home if you're sick, to stay out of the way, give yourself time to recuperate, don't risk infecting others. You've got another problem too, in that often people are infectious prior to realizing that they are ill. I think there's so many other things that need to be considered here. What are the ways of containing a pandemic short of quarantine? What are they? I just wanted to throw that out there because it's something that really bothers me. I certainly know I wouldn't want to be removed from my home and quarantined. I would have no problem being quarantined within my own home. But on the other hand, if there were people here that I would risk, I don't want to be here either. I just think we have to think about all sides of this. It's not black and white. It's not cut and dry. And either scenario worries me a lot. And I just thought I'd throw that out. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.